再次的，我们来到主的跟前，我们全体呢，真的是献上我们的感恩。
Again, we come before the Lord and to give our gratitude to our Lord.
那今天我们呢，继续再讲这个，我们的信息呢，更深的来认识我们的主。
Today we are going to talk based on our message to further help us with our faith.
有一个领域里面呢，我们相信神要我们更深的来经历它，就是它是一个供给我们的神。
So there is an area I felt that the Lord is wanting us to explore further is that He is the Lord of our provider.
这对我们以后的日子非常非常重要。
It is very crucial for the coming days.
那我们上一次也讲到，就是说我们信徒呢，会面临各个层面的试探。
As we talked about last week, that as a believer, we are going to face many, many different kind of challenges.
那最基本的一个试探呢，就是在这个食物。就是说养家糊口这方面的试探也是人最重要的事情。
So, one of the testings that is going to come is, regarding to, food, money, like how we should, you know, like, support ourselves, our livings.
那在这一方面呢神也会大大的供给我。
So in this area, God is also going to provide for us.
我们也讲到就是说启示录里面十三章今天读的正好讲到呢将来有一个阶段呢有三年半的时间那个龙和兽呢要世上的人都要拜他不拜他的人不刻他记号的人呢是不能做买卖。
So as we also have read, in Revelation chapter 13, it talks about in the 3.5 years, the 42 months, the beast and the dragon and the beast is going to come. And unless you have the mark of the beast, you won't be able to buy or sell.
那个时候呢，我们所有主的儿女呢，都要主来不通过买卖来供给我。
So as children of God, during those periods that we will not be, we will feed ourselves without trading.
那要清楚的要知道，现在我们已经习惯了必须要买卖才能吃饱。但是呢，最早神创造不需要买卖。那以后你也知道神呢，我们不买卖的时候，照样神会供给我们。
We are used to live in a life that you have to trade in order to buy food or, you know, to eat and drink. However, you know, in the beginning, there is no need for trading. So it is also, revealing to us in the end, we don't rely on trading in order to feed ourselves.
那这个日子什么时候来呢？可能是很快。
So when is this day is going to come? So it may be in a very near future.
那这些有多快呢？大家可以去看好多的神的先知啊、牧者啊、仆人啊，有好多的解释。但是呢，我只是告诉大家要很小心的去读，因为有好多似是而非的东西。
So when this hour is gonna come, that you can also go and read different pastors or prophets their way of definition. But however if you read it, you have to be aware or have a discernment in your heart so that because a lot of things that they say may, you know, like, maybe, differ.
那这种分辨的能力呢，来自哪里呢？
So where do you get this kind of discernment?
那来自你跟主的关系。
It comes from your relationship with the Lord.
那你跟主的关系呢，是要经过不断的一个经历不断的来在信心里面成长才能建立起来。
So in order to build up a relationship with God, you have to grow in Him, you know, with, interact with Him.
那就像这个使徒彼得一样他的信心的增长在圣经里面写是有一个过程。
Just like the Saint Peter, his way of growth in the Bible. He went through a different period of his faith, his belief.
他有时候觉得自己很信心很大，但是耶稣说告诉你，你信心没有那么大。
So a lot of times he felt his faith is strong. However, the Lord Jesus told him that no, you are not.
那好多时候呢，就是说神要用他的时候呢，他又说：“哎呦，我好像不行。”
And other times when the Lord wants to use him, he will reply saying that no, sorry, I cannot do it.
那但是呢，使徒彼得最后呢是还是主所信赖的一个门徒。
But disciple Peter still the, he was the one that the Lord trusts him.
那我们通过使徒彼得主耶稣怎么样来供给他在日常的训练来供给他呢我们来来学习就是说认识我们的这位主。
So through Peter and how the Lord feed Peter's by, by helping him with the fishing, we will learn through him to understand like how the Lord is going to feed us.
那类似的信息我过去可能也讲过，但是呢，我觉得神还是要我讲，说明很重要。
So I probably have already touched on this topic in the past, but however, I felt the Lord wants me to talk more about it today. So it is because it is important.
那如果神有一些东西呢，不断让我们重复的话呢，说明很重要。
If the Lord wants to repeatedly telling us something, that must mean the thing is very crucial for us to understand.
也许在为我的记性不好在找借口。Joking.
Maybe I'm just finding excuse for my bad memory, but I'm just joking.
那事实上呢，你知道圣经里面四本福音书里面重复的一个神迹是什么呢？就是唯一一个神迹呢，在四本福音书里面全记载是哪一个神迹呢？
So there is a miracle that is recorded in all books of the gospel. Do you know which one is that?
就是五饼二鱼的神迹。
So that is the miracle of five fish. Five bread and two fish.
就是那个生机呢，就是耶稣变出来的很多的饼和鱼呢，就是喂饱了五千人的时候呢，那个生机呢，就是在四本福音书里面全记载。
So when the Lord provided for thousands of people by using five bread and two fish, that particular miracle is recorded in all four books.
你知道很多其他的神迹呢不是在四本福音书都记载的有的在这本福音书出现那本福音书就没有。
So not all miracles are recorded down in all four books. Some like will say about one miracle, but however it's not mentioned in the other books.
那唯有这个五饼二鱼的神迹呢四个福音书里面都记载。
Except for this one,this miracle about five bread and two fish is recorded in all four.
那为什么四本福音书都记载呢？
And then why all four books recorded this miracle?
从神的角度来讲呢，就是说神认为这个事情很重要。
From God's perspective, it is important for God to, show it to us.
也就是说神能够供给人吃饭的这样一个需要呢这种神迹是非常重要的。
So that meaning that the Lord is able to provide food for us, this kind of miracle is very important for us to know.
因为人最基本的需要就是要供给要吃饭。
Because our basic need is to eat and drink.
上次我们讲到这个心理学家马斯洛的金字塔呢大部分的人在金字塔的底层呢，就是最主要忙着要吃饭的去。
Last week we talk about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So that on the base of the hierarchies, so your basic need is to eat and drink.
就世界上大部分的人，还是最主要的是要忙着吃饭的去。
So the most people on earth still needs to, you know, satisfy, to be provided with food and drink.
那要当美国总统的这种需要呢，世界上人不多。
So you need to become the president of the United States. That kind of need is rare.
我肯定没有，因为我是加拿大人，0%。
I don't have that kind of need because I'm a Canadian, so it's like 0% for me.
但是吃饭的需要呢，肯定有，100%有。
However, the need to eat and drink is like 100%.
所以那个神迹，我相信神非常的看重。
So that's why I believe that miracle is very important in the eyes of God.
神要让人知道我会供给。
The Lord, the God wants us to know that He is able to provide for us.
从人的角度呢，也是非常的重要。所以四个福音书的作者呢，都把它记载，就他们都记得很清楚。
And also from the perspective of man, it is also very important. That's why it's recorded by for all books.
或者说他们对吃饭太感兴趣。
Or you can say they are very much interested in the topic of food.
所以呢，有些神迹这个人就忘记了，有些神迹那个人忘记，但吃饭的神迹他们都记得。
So some may forget or this miracle, some other may forgot the other miracle. However, this particular miracle about food, they all remembered.
也就是说，对人呢，吃饭是非常重要，这是非常实际的一件事情。
So it is very important for us. It is very practical issue for us as well.
我们今天跟随的主呢，如果他不能供给我们实际的需要，我们真的很难去跟随他。
If this God that we follow cannot support, provide us for our basic need, it is very hard for us to follow.
你想想，你怎么能跟随一个神，或者跟随一个领袖，他不能供给你，不能保护你。
So how, just imagine how can you follow a God or a leader who cannot provide for you or provide safety for you?
这是非常实际的，非常现实。
So it's a very practical issue.
所以神也知道人的这个需要，也是人的软弱。所以呢，他知道怎么样来建立我们的信心。
So God knows this is our need. It is also one of our weaknesses. That's why He's using this to build our faith.
那我们来看看，主耶稣是怎么样来建造这个彼得的信心，在这一方面完全相信他的供给。
So let's read the Bible and see how the Lord is training Peter in this regard.
他在这一方面能够完全相信的时候，他在其他方面能够也完全的相信他，被主大大的使用。
So when he was able to believe in this, have faith in this, this issue, he was able to believe or have faith in other, many other challenges as well.
如果在吃饭的事情上我们不能完全信靠神的话，很难在其他的事情上信靠。
Unless we have faith in trusting God to provide our daily bread, it's very hard for you to believe other things.
在马斯洛的这个金字塔里面呢，就说如果一个人的最基本的需要受到威胁的时候呢，上面的需要他要妥协，他不要了，想要满足下面的需要。
So in Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if the basic need has not been satisfied, the person will rather sacrifice or compromise other needs in order to fulfill the basic needs.
如果一个人他没有饭吃，他也老想当美国总统，他要么是疯了，要么是杀了。
So if a person rather become the president of the United States other than you know having food to eat, he's probably nuts, you know, mad.
啊，你想想，所以呢，当人的最基本的需要没有满足的时候呢，他的自尊的需要或者什么。自我实现的需要他不能去想，没有机会去想。
So unless this person is satisfied with basic food or drink, he won't be able to think about other things like self-respect or acceptance from the society or, you know, like self-actualization.
如果说你今天吃饭都需要圣徒，你没有不知道圣能不能提供给你，你要为他去传福音，你要为他去建造教会，你要为他得着灵魂啊，建造圣的国，这一个需要，这一种理想呢，是受到质疑的。
So if God cannot provide you with your basic needs, and you say that, oh, I'm going to preach the gospel, I'm going to build the kingdom of God, I'm going to preach to other people, this kind of, this kind of thing is questionable.
啊，但是呢，神非常实际，他非常，他是一个耶稣讲的，我是真实的神。他是非常现实的神，他是可靠的神。
So this is very.
所以他要忙过我们最基本的。
So it is a very practical things for us, and our God is also a very practical God. He's a God of faith. So he has to first satisfy our basic need.
那所以我们来读一下约翰路加福音第五章第一到十一节。
So let's turn to Luke chapter 5.Verse 1 to 17,
是吗？11. 11, verse 1 to 11. 这是耶稣呢来在彼得的身上来行神迹，让他打很多的鱼。
So the Lord is doing a miracle in the life of Peter. He helped him to fish.A large amount of fish.
我们读完这段经文呢，我们再读约翰福音二十一章一段类似的经文，也是耶稣叫彼得打鱼。
After we read about read Luke, we'll also turn to chapter. I mean, sorry, John chapter 21 is a very similar story about how he helped them to catch fish.
那我们呢，先读路加福音。第五章一到十一节，完了我们读约翰福音二十一章第一节到十七节。
So we will first read Luke chapter 5, 1 to 11, and then we're going to turn to John chapter 21, 1 to 17.
我们在请安娜读中文的同时呢，你来读英文，你要是读英文的话，你来读英文。
So if you read in English, you can read it on your own. 我读中文是吗？我读中文是吗？
好，你先吧。第五章，路加福音第五章一到十一节读一下。
Okay, I'm gonna read in Chinese. So if you read in English, you can read on your own. 路加福音第五章，耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他要听神的道。他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船西往去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，从船上教训众人。讲完了对西门说，把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力并没有打着什么，但依从你的话我就下网。他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助他们，就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说，不要害怕，从今以后你要得人了。他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。
好，谢谢。再读一下路加约翰福音二十一章一到十七节。
So I'm going to read John chapter 21 in Chinese. 这事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现。他怎样显现记在下面，有西门彼得和称为地图马的多马，并加利利的加拿人拿丹叶，还有西比泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。西门彼得对他们说，我打鱼去。 他们说我们也和你同去，他们就出去上了船。那一夜并没有打到什么。天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说，小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说，没有。耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来，因为鱼甚多。耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，是主。那时西门彼得赤的身子一听见是主，就束上一个外衣跳在海里。其余的门徒离岸不远，约有200肘，就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼又有饼。耶稣对他们说，把刚才打的鱼拿几条来。西门彼得就去把网拉在岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条，鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。耶稣说，你们来吃早饭。门徒中没有一个敢问他，你是谁，因为知道是主。耶稣就拿饼和鱼给他们。耶稣从死里复活以后，向门徒显现，这是第三次。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗，就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知，你知道我是爱你的。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
啊，就到这里。So we end at, 就是我们就停在这个21章17节。
So we finish at, John chapter 21:17, verse 17.
那我们从路加福音第五章呢，我们看到耶稣在初次遇到彼得的时候呢，就做一件事情，讲完道呢，让他去打鱼。
So, when you read,Luke chapter 5, you will see something that Jesus did when he first met Simon Peter. After he finished speaking to the crowd, he told Peter to go fish.
那个时候彼得对耶稣并没有什么信心，初次显遇呢，他唯一做的事情就是他把他的床呢借给耶稣用。
So, that was the first time they met. So, Peter didn't have any, you know, faith for Jesus.The only thing he did was to, you know, lend Jesus the boat.
那耶稣讲完以后呢，他就告诉彼得做什么呢？他告诉彼得把窗开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
So after Jesus finished speaking, he told Peter to put the boat into a deeper water and let down the net.
这里圣经里面清楚的讲到呢，是耶稣对西门说。那面有很多的渔夫，包括这个约翰和他的哥哥安德烈，有好多的渔夫在那里，那是打鱼的地方。他在打，只是对西蒙说。
So there are multiple of different fishermen, including Andrew and his brother Andrew. But however, the Lord only was speaking to Simon Peter about, you know, where to go and fish.
也就是说这件事情是非常的 personal, 啊，非常的非常的就是说个别性，就是说他非常看重彼得。
So it is very personal, meaning that he really, you know, like, put a, important place for Peter.
今天我们也是一样，其实我们很多时候呢，神是非常 personal 的，会来帮助我们在这个生活上的问题。
Same thing for us. The Lord is our very personal God. He's in our individual needs. He's going to take care of.
但这你要知道，彼得的背景呢，他就是一个渔夫，他一辈子都在打鱼。他是耶稣门徒里面年纪最大的一个。他跟随耶稣的时候，大概有40-50岁。
So for Peter, for all his life, he has been a fisherman, and he's also the most senior disciple.Among others, when he started following Jesus, he was probably around age 40 or 50.
那其他的门徒像约翰呢，那时候可能是十多岁。
Other disciples such as John, he was probably a teenager.
那耶稣当时呢，30岁。
So Jesus was about 30, thirty years old.
那所以从这个生活的经历、打鱼的经历来讲呢，彼得可以说是老手了。
So from, you know, like life experience or fishing experience, so Peter is much more, you know, like, senior than Jesus.
那就是四五十岁的时候呢，就是技能最成熟的时候。那个时候的干体力活的人大概五十岁就差不多要退休了。
So when you're around 40, 50, so you are most, you know, like, you are at the peak of your career.However, when you turn to like a little bit older, like 50, some of them will start to, you know, retire from fishing.
所以那个时候的彼得呢，就说他的经验是最丰富的时候。
So at that time, Peter was the most experienced fisherman.
他一辈子在那个加利利海上经历很多的风浪，就是打过很多的鱼。
So he, for all his life, he was spent in the, Galilee. So he has a lot of experience in fishing.
就像我们今天的弟兄姐妹，有的人在生意场上经历了很多，有的人在这个做研究经历很多，有的人在做什么教育方面经历很多了。
So similarly, for us, some people may have a lot of experience in their own business.Or a lot of experience in their research or in teaching.
那这里呢，就是西蒙呢，发生一件事情，就是他一夜都没有打着鱼。就是有些事情出现的时候呢，他发现他的经验怎么用不上了，或者说事情不像他所预料的那样。
So here, Simon Peter said that he didn't cut any fish during the night. So similarly for us, so for some reason that your all your expertise for somehow come to nothing.
那这里讲到夜里面打鱼呢，有经验的人都在夜里面打。你如果看到白天中午钓鱼的人呢，你知道那是没经验的人。
So when you see that he didn't catch anything at the night, so if you are experienced fisherman, then you will know that usually you will catch more fish during the night instead of during, you know, midday. So if you see someone fishing during midday, he's probably inexperienced.
我记得我们刚开始学习钓鱼的时候呢，白天就去钓鱼，中午就钓鱼，人家都笑我们，因为中午根本鱼不会来在水面上来活动。
So when I first started learning how to fish, someone else was laughing at us because we were fishing during the midday. And they told us that, during the midday, there's no fish that comes out and, you know, like, to surface to in the shallow water.
但是西蒙非常的清楚，就是他的经验非常的，他打鱼都在夜里面打鱼啊。那这就是表明他是一个经验丰富的人。
So Simon Peter is very experienced. You can see that he was fishing during the night instead of during the day.
但是今天他就没打到。
However, he didn't catch anything.
不仅仅是没打到，而且他说整夜劳力，没打到什么，就是非常的辛苦，没打着。
And not only he didn't catch anything, and here he said he worked hard.All night, so he was working very hard.
就像我们很多弟兄姐妹经验非常的丰富，但是呢，环境变化的时候，你发现工作非常的辛苦，好像是没得到什么东西。这样的时候常常会出现。
So it's very similar for us that, like, even though you are very, you are expert in your area and you work very hard, however, you just, you know, cannot accomplish anything.
在举个例子，在2020年，就是说这个疫情刚刚出现两三个月的时候，我在电视上看到人去采访上海一家著名餐馆的老板。
So when the pandemic first started around 2020 in March, I read a story on the news. So the reporter was talking to a restaurant owner in Shanghai.
它是一个非常有名的餐馆，平时非常的红火。但是呢，那个时候他说，现在一个人也没有。那我的资金可能撑两个月，我就必须要关门了。
So he owned a very famous restaurant. So he but however he said that now like he has no customers, so his money probably can only last him for another 2 months.
所以这样的事情发生不是他所能够预料的。
So this kind of thing happened is out from his expectations or yeah.
那就像彼得这时候打鱼，他打了一辈子鱼，有时候突然有一夜他就没鱼，不知道为什么。
So just like Simon Peter, even though he has been a fisherman all year long, but somehow he just cannot catch anything.
或者连续几天都打不着鱼，他的老婆就会向他抱怨，孩子没饭吃。
Or if he couldn't catch a fish for, you know, a couple of days, his wife will probably start to complaining because his children will not have anything to eat.
你知道彼得那时候是犹太太，那约翰可能还没有。约翰呢，打不到鱼，一个 teenager 一家人不饿。那彼得必须要，他的太太对不对？孩子要吃的。
So Peter was married with kids, so he has to have fish for his family. But unlike other disciples like John, he was just a teenager. He doesn't have that kind of worry.
然后他的老婆就说，哎呦，怎么搞的呀？孩子几天没饭吃了。
So his wife will probably start to complain, okay, what happened? It's been a few days. Our children are hungry.
那彼得说，好，我明天继续努力，明天又打不着。
So Peter will probably say, okay, oh, I will work even harder tomorrow. And, you know, and still, he couldn't catch anything.
有时候这样的事情就发生了。
Somehow this kind of thing, you know, happened.
不在他的掌握之中。
It's not in his control.
但是今天呢，耶稣特别的讲到西门把窗开到水深之处下网打。耶稣知道他没有打着鱼，他知道需要鱼，也告诉他去打鱼。
However, to this particular day, Jesus told Peter that go, put your boat in a deeper water and start to fish, because Jesus knew that he didn't catch anything.
那西门这个时候呢，初次见到耶稣啊，他真的也没有什么信心。他说：“夫子，我们正月牢里没有打到什么，但依从你的话，我就下网了。”
So this is
听了他的，但是呢。他说我们都没打着什么，那就听你一把吧。
So this is the first time that Simon Peter met Jesus. He didn't have much faith in Jesus. However, he said that since you said so, like, so we will just go do what you said. However, he also mentioned that he didn't catch anything.
他们下了网呢，就圈住许多的鱼，网险些裂开，就这是他们所意想不到的。刚刚打不到鱼，现在就打到这么多的。
However, they caught a large number of fish, to the point that the net start to break. So, like it is out from their expectation.
那彼得的反应是怎么样的呢？他是不是说：“哎呦，主啊，我就跟随你吧？”没有，他说：“跪在耶稣的面前，说是主啊，你离开我吧，我是个罪人。”
So how did Peter respond? Did he say, "Oh Lord, I will follow you"? No. Instead, he said, "Lord, leave me for I am a sinner."
所以我们好多时候初次看到神行的神迹的时候啊，我们不知道怎么去反应。有的人很害怕，有的人很怀疑，有的人很坚信，都有各种各样的反应。
So when the Lord first show you a miracle, so different people will have different kind of responses. So some people will be shocked.Some people will be, you know, like, you know, be firm in his faith and following him. You know, everyone has different kind of response to a miracle.
我记得曾经在我们的营会里面，我们港鬼啊，新来的一些去参加营会的脸吓成绿色，后来就跑掉了。 中间就跑掉。
So I remember, in the past, we used to have retreat camps. So, in the camps, we will cast out demons. However, like some of them, you know, who witnesses the demon casting. Newcomers, yeah. So they were scared and they ran away.
那这里的西蒙呢，就是说，他经历生计以后呢，他很害怕。那为什么他说他是一个罪人？我不知道，这里也没写。
So after Peter saw the miracle, he was scared and say, "Okay, leave me, for I'm a sinner." So why did he say he was a sinner? I do not know that.
我想是他的心里面想了一些事情啊，他觉得有罪。
Maybe he thought about, you know, some things in his heart and he felt that he was sinful.
这个没有写在圣经里面，所以牧师可以发挥。
It's not recorded down in the Bible, so as a pastor, I can, you know, like have my own definition.
感谢神，好多时候圣经里面没有记载太详细，耶稣可以有饭吃，哦，这个牧师可以有饭吃。
So, praise the Lord that the Bible didn't tell us everything. So in this way that, you know, as pastors, we were able to, you know, make a living on this.
那你想别的当时呢，他心里可能在想，我比你年纪大，对不对？我在这里打鱼一辈子，从小就跟着我爸爸打鱼，今天还在打鱼，打鱼四十年。你是一个木匠，今天你告诉我怎么打鱼，奇怪吧？
So Peter was probably thinking, oh, I am a fisherman. I've been a fisherman for, since I was a little boy. And now I fish for over 40 years. I'm more experienced than you, and you are just a carpenter.
让我来送服你，听你教我吧。
So how can I listen to you? You know, how can you teach me how to fish?
那是好在什么呢？他就送服。
But the good thing about him was that he submitted to the Lord.
那就说，因为他的这样一个怀疑里面的一种送服呢，神就行了圣子。
So in his doubt, he was still able to submit. So the Lord was able to use that to perform a miracle for him.
我想我们很多人在刚初次遇到耶稣的时候，包括今天跟随主很长时间的时候，有些时候还是有点怀疑。但是我们在这个怀疑的同时，愿意说主啊，我愿意来顺服你。这时候神就要行神迹。
So in our walk with Jesus, even though we still have doubt in our lives, but however, in doing the times when we question about God and we still choose to believe, in that way, the Lord is able to perform miracles in our lives.
而且新的这样一个神迹让人不仅仅是吃惊，让人非常的感觉到神的大爱大能。
So through this miracle, not only it was providing like a shocking, was a shock for us, but also we can see that how loving our Lord is.
对一个打鱼一整夜没有打到鱼的人，在担心他的老婆孩子的吃饭问题的时候，有人让他打到一大把的鱼，这是什么感受啊？
So, like, what, how do you think when someone was trying to fish, like, work hard for, like, all night and couldn't catch anything, and however someone just helped him to catch a large amount of fish? What do you think he felt at that moment?
你想想就是说，今天如果我们走路饿了三天没有饭吃，结果突然一个人端了一盘美味的美餐放在我们的面前。安娜，我这听不见，是可能是我的问题，是吧 ？Hello，
还可以，牧师，我可以听见你的声音，但是
我说刚才安娜，我听
对安娜那边没有声音。 Hello, Anna.
听到了吗？
可以，可以，可以。
现在可以。
好了，
现在。
不好意思啊，刚才我的 connect 到蓝牙，我的车子的蓝牙，然后那个车子一进来就卡住了。
没事。
刚才我就是在讲，就是说，就像一个人走路很长很好几天，饿着肚子，但是突然有一个人把一盘菜放在你的面前。
So just similarly to a person who has been hungry for many, many days, and somehow a person was able to provide a table of food for this person.
你想想当时他的感受会怎么样？
So what, so imagine how he felt at that moment.
他感到很吃惊，也感觉到很被爱。
So he was shocked. At the same time, he felt loved.
这就是彼得初次的一个经历，跟耶稣的一个遭遇。耶稣叫他打鱼。
So that's the first impression that Peter had with Jesus.
那你可能要问耶稣，彼得需要耶稣来叫他打鱼吗？这个问题，从我们读过圣经的时候是的，但是实际生活里面，我们今天一个我是这个做生意的，我需要耶稣来告诉我做生意吗？我在天天。都在研究这些东西。
So here you may question that does Peter needs Jesus to teach him how to fish, or you can ask like since I'm a very experienced businessman, do I need Jesus to teach me how to do business?
那我们从这里面看到，这个好多事情的变化，自然界的变化，不是我们所能控制的。有时候我们的经验就用不上。
But we can see from here that sometimes, due to natural phenomena or other circumstances that we cannot control, then at that time we will need Jesus to help us.
就像刚才我讲的，上海这样一个长广的老板，那么兴旺的生意，谁知道疫情一来，突然就没人了呢？
Just like the restaurant owner that I mentioned early on, even though he owns a very successful business, dining business, however, when pandemic hits, he couldn't do anything.
但是呢，跟随耶稣的人就不一样，这时候耶稣会告诉他怎么去做。
However, those who follow Jesus will be different. So when the time comes, Jesus will be able to tell us what to do.
这里西蒙彼得就是一个例子，耶稣亲自的告诉他怎么下网打鱼，西蒙还没有问，耶稣就告诉他。
So this is a similar thing that happened to Simon Peter. So before he even asked, Jesus already told him what to do.
这里呢，唯一对彼得来说，他所需要的就是他要试一把。
So for Jesus, for Peter, the only thing he needed to do is to try.
他不要跟耶稣去辩论，没有必要辩论。他就是好好的，我试一把。
So he doesn't need to, have a debate with Jesus. Only thing he needs to do is to try, to give it a try.
就是今天弟兄姐妹在学习神的话的时候，圣灵讲话的时候，不要去 debate， 而是说 I try。我如果不行的话，求你教导。
So when you hear from the Holy Spirit, try not to debate with it.But instead, just give it a try.
就是读到圣经的话也是这样，不要去跟神去debate 的去争论，这个为什么这样？一定要这样吗？一定要那样吗？不这样怎么样吗？而是说我 I'm going to try.
Similarly, when you read the Bible, instead of trying to debate with the Lord, do I really have to do this?instead of having that kind of attitude, then you just say, I will give it a try.
那这里呢，当他这样经历神的时候呢，耶稣就鼓励他。一开始他没有信心，他有点怕，但是耶稣鼓励他，不要怕。
So at first he was afraid, but however, Jesus was encouraging him by saying, do not be afraid.
那从今以后你要得人。
From now on, you will catch men.
完了呢，彼得就跟随了耶稣，真的要去得人了。
So after that, Peter started to follow Jesus and started to catching man.
这就是我讲的，在得人之前呢，耶稣先要建立他的信心， 要让他知道我是供给你的神，你的老婆、你的孩子的吃饭问题，你跟随我，一定能解决。
So before Peter started to catch man, the Lord was able to, you know, help him with his faith by showing him that he's a provider for his life, for his wife, for his kids.
在这里我要讲一个我自己的经历。
So I want to also share with you one of my own personal experience.
我经历非常非常的多，在经济方面过去也讲过，但要我讲一个我信心小的经历。
So I have mentioned many times before about my finance, the miracles in my life. But here I want to talk about one of the experience that I have when my faith was, you know, like a week.
大概是在十年前，就是西安教会，就是开始在这个北美有大聚集的时候。
So it was about 10 years ago when Church of Zion started to have large gatherings in North America.
那就是呢，第一次在北美有大聚集呢，因为距离这么近呢，就是说，我们牧堂的牧师说，王斌，你应该去，而且一定要去，而且你很重要。
So because it is very close.And the pastors in the mother church told me that, told me, Bing, you have to go.
那后来，其实我那时候呢，我经济上是有问题，买机票还是有许多的挣扎。
But however, during that time, I have, you know, a lot of financial struggles. So it is, you know, like, it's very hard for me to actually go and buy air tickets.
我就打电话给先知 Emil， 我就让他为我祷告。
So I called Pastor Emil to pray for me.
他祷告的时候呢，他说：“神说 ，It's not mandatory， 你可以去，可以不去。”
So when he prayed, he told me that it is not mandatory for you to go or not to go.
那先知呢，我非常相信Emil 的祷告，就说。去不去对我来说是一个optional 事情。
So I really believe what he's Prophet Emil said because I know that it is optional for me either I go or not.
那所以按照先知的说法呢，我可以不顺服我的牧师，我不去也没问题。
So according to what the prophet said, I can choose not to, you know, follow my pastor's advice.You know, and choose to stay home instead.
但是另一方面呢，我们西安教会这几十年一直的教导，一直的领受，就是要合一，就是要顺服。
But over the years of teachings in Church of Zion that we've been talking about unity or you know like or submission, you know, submit to the leaders.
特别在好多人就说顺服先知不顺服牧师这件事情呢。其实这是一个在教会里面引起很大的问题。
So it is also a very big problem in a lot of churches that when people choose to believe the words of prophet instead to choose to submit to the leaders.
所以教会里面出现很多的，就是说，其实是生命上有好多的缺陷，不顺服是最大的。
So there's a lot of.You know, shortcomings in the church because unable to submit is a very big problem.
那我当时祷告就是我要顺服，但是呢，我听先知的话呢，就我可以不去，我真的没钱，我就不想去。
So I prayed. I felt that I need to, you know, like listen to my pastors, but I cannot afford an air ticket, so.At the same time, you know, like I felt the past, the sweep, prophet was saying that it's not mandatory for me to go.
那后来呢，我就跟Susan 一起祷告，我说这件事情怎么办。
So I talked with my wife, Susan, so I asked her, like, what should I do?
她就建议我说，你求一个印证，很简单，如果有人给你出机票，你就去。
So she said, you can ask for a sign, It's simple as that. You just ask for a sign, see to see if someone is willing to pay for your air ticket.
那我们自己出不起机票，别人如果给你出，你就就是一个应酬，你就去吧。
So because we since we cannot afford to buy a ticket, if someone else pays for a ticket, it's a sign from the Lord that then you will go.
结果过了两天，在一个牧者聚会里面呢，啊，大家就谈到为这个大聚会来祷告。啊，有一个牧师他就问我，啊，你去不去？我说我可能不去。
So days later, in the meeting, so they were talking about the upcoming gathering. So one of the pastor was asking me, "Oh, Bing, are you going?" And I said, "No, probably not."
那他就一定要问我，你为什么不去？
And he consistently asked me, like insist to ask me, like why you don't want to go.
那我就找一些属灵的理由了，什么有加拿大啦，啊，就我们牧师都很会找属灵的理由。
So I start to, you know, like find, you know, spiritual excuses, saying this and that. You know, as a pastor, we're very good at that.
但是呢，他说。你告诉我的真实的原因是什么
？And then he asked me, "Tell me the true reason behind why you cannot go."
是不是你经济上有问题
？Is it about your finance?
我最后我说是的，是的。
And after that, I admit that yes, it is.
他立刻就说：“我给你买机票。
And ”Immediately he said, "Oh, I will pay for your ticket."
好了。我回家以后就没有任何的 excuse， 打点新装上飞机。
So after I come home, I find no other excuse, so I just start to pack my bag and ready to go.
事实上，在那次聚会里面呢，在这个我真的是 optional， 我在那边就是也不需要讲话，也不需要，我就是跟西安的代导在一起，就是代导。
So indeed, during the meeting, I was just an optional person to be there. I didn't have a chance to speak. All I did was to pray with the team.
但是很有意思的就是我在那边受到上宾的待遇，非常好的待遇。
But while I was there, I received, you know, like a VIP experience.
我住在这个牧主先锋教会一对夫妻的家里面。他给我最好的床，最好的枕头。我从来在外面睡觉没有睡过那样好的觉。
So I was in 牧者先锋，那中文英文叫什么？
Forerunners.
Forerunner Church. Yes, I was in the I was welcomed by a family in the Forerunners Church. They was able to provide me the best room, the best bed, you know, in the house, and I have never slept so well.
他们给我做早餐，做什么做饭吃。他们家没有孩子，就把我当孩子。
So the family had no children. They treat me like a child, and they made my breakfast too.
我从来我以前如果是在外面去换床的话，就是他第一天晚上一定睡不好，但是他那边就是睡得特别特别的好，大概四五天下来的特别特别好。
So, if I go to sleep somewhere else, in my past experience, I was never able to fall asleep. However, while I was there in the house for 4 or 5 days, I slept so well.
而且吃得很好。
And I also ate really well.
我就问神说，我说神啊，你究竟要我做什么？
So I asked the Lord, Lord, what do you really want me to do here?
我觉得神就是给我讲 because you obey, I treat you well, that's all.
So that's what I felt. 因为你说服我，我就是想待你好。
其实我有很多这样的经历，就是当我放下自己顺服他的时候，神对我特别好，各种各样的这种 provision。
So this is what I felt on the, in my own experience. If I'm willing to submit to him, he will be treating me so well.
那这个经历呢，让我知道，就是说，学习了很多的东西。那一个呢，就是说怎么跟先知互动，怎么跟牧者互动啊， 怎么样来聆听神的声音，怎么样来顺服神。
So from this experience, I learned how to, you know, communicate with the prophets, and the pastors, and how to, you know, communicate, talking with the Lord, you know, seeking for, signs.
最感动我的其实就是在这个 finance 上面，神加增我的信心。
But what most touched my heart is, in the area of my personal finance, the Lord is touching. You know, my heart in this area.
你知道，很多人，我们好多时候不能够，去，全心全力的去服侍神，是因为，特别是在经济上面，有时候是有惧怕。
So you know, a lot of people that they cannot fully submit it, or serving the Lord because they have a fear in their finance.
那这种，惧怕或者担心呢，即使在很成熟的基督徒里面也会发生。
So this kind of, you know, fear, it is also in a lot of mature Christians, believers too.
那事实上神非常的知道我们这一点，所以呢，在这个约翰福音21章里面呢，神再次向彼得显现关于打鱼的事情。
Because the Lord knows,So that's why he showed himself to Peter again, in John chapter 21.
你知道在，约翰福音21章呢，彼得已经跟随耶稣三年半，耶稣被钉死复活，他都经历了。这时候呢，是复活的主向他显现。
So you know that, in John 21, you will see that, now Peter has been with, Jesus for 3.5 years and Jesus was nailed on the cross and resurrected.
他们21章刚才我们读的时候呢，他们，彼得带着耶稣的另外的门徒呢，就一起又去打鱼了。打鱼的时候呢，也在夜里面，什么也没打着。
So here Peter was with the other disciples. They went to fish and also during the night as well. And at same, and also they didn't catch anything, just like last time.
但是呢，主耶稣又告诉他们，你们把网呢撒在右边，就必得着。
And Jesus said, you know, throw your net on the right side, then you will find some fish.
那这一次呢，约翰告诉彼得说，这是主，这是主。那他们没有一点的怀疑，赶紧撒网。
So now this time, John was telling him, oh, this is the Lord. So they didn't have any doubt. So immediately they throw the net.
对不起，他们是先撒网，先撒网以后呢，就这个约翰就告诉彼得，这是主。
They actually threw the net first, and then after that, John was telling, Peter that it is the Lord.
那所以就说他们这时候对耶稣的声音呢非常的熟悉，就是听了立刻撒网，但是呢他没有想起来这是主，但是约翰呢提醒彼得这是主。
So now they know, they follow Jesus for so long, they knew him well.So, if Jesus said that they did that immediately, but, John was able to recognize that it was the Lord.
那就是这个时候呢，就说他们又打了一大网的鱼，是153条。
So they caught large amount of fish, about 153.
那为什么这里清清楚楚记在153条？我想彼得还有那个几个门徒坐在那边数大鱼。
So how come the number was so, you know, like clear? Probably because, Peter and John and other disciples were counting the fish one by one. They were just, you know, like amazed.
那不仅仅是如此呢，当他们拉上来的时候呢，耶稣已经给他们做早餐了，做 barbecue fish.
So not only that, before they were, they came to the shore, Jesus already made them breakfast.
所以十二节说呢，他说你们来吃早饭。
That's why, in verse, 12, he said, come and have breakfast.
那就是，而且耶稣呢说，把你们打的也拿几条来，一起煮， 一起烤。
And not only that, and he said that go and get the fish, the fish that you caught, and barbecue those fish as well.
你想想呢，这个场景就是说，啊，彼得和塔莫蒙图在打鱼，耶稣已经在岸上呢，把那个火已经弄好，在烤鱼。啊，他们拉上来的时候，他们也不怀疑这是主，就是说，再拿两条来，一起烤，烤完以后一起吃。
So just imagine this.The scene that Jesus have already prepared breakfast for them, and he said, "Oh, bring some more." So they just go and get the fish for Jesus, and they all, you know, like barbecuing breakfast, meat, fish, and having breakfast all together.
那在这样的场景下面呢，其实就是一个整的一个大家庭的一个气氛啊。啊，就是非常和谐的，他们对主呢也非常的认识，主对他们也非常的认识，他们也不怀疑，也不问事，就在那里一起开始吃饭。
So it's a very harmonious family gathering. So they did not have any doubt in Jesus. They didn't ask him who you are. So they were just, you know, having breakfast all together.
那这个时候呢，其实彼得打了这一场鱼，他也没有吃惊。他也没有害怕，他只是呢，就是这样跟耶稣坐在一起吃。我们也不知道他在想什么。
So this time Peter wasn't shocked or wasn't afraid. He was just there having breakfast, and we do not know exactly what he was thinking at that moment.
那我相信呢，他知道这是复活的主，他知道有主一起正好。
So I believe he knew that this is the resurrected Lord.He knew that it is good to be with him.
啊，就是跟主在一起，什么都不用怕。
So with the Lord beside him, he has no fear.
当然，这时候吃完饭呢，主就问他们另外一个问题，就说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”
So after they finish breakfast, Jesus asked him.Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than this?
那就是耶稣呢，就是给他们吃饱喝好的时候呢，他就问另外一个问题：你爱我比爱这些更深吗？
So after he had finished breakfast, so Jesus asked the disciple this question: Do you truly love me more than this?
他这时候呢，也是特别的问西蒙彼得，就像第一次一样。说是西门下马的，这时候特别的问彼得，没有问别人。
So similarly to the first time that they met, Jesus was speaking individually to Peter by asking him, "Do you truly love me more than all this?"
所以那彼得呢说：“你什么都知道，你什么都知道。
”And Peter said, "Yeah, yes, Lord, you know everything."
他说：“你知道我爱你。”
And he said, "You know that I love you."
其实耶稣问他的问题是：“你爱我比爱这些更深吗？”彼得没有回答这个问题，他说是：“我爱你。”
So actually, the question was, "Peter, do you truly love me more than this?" Instead of answering the question, he replied, "You know that I love you."
就像一个传统的问题，说新娘呢问新郎一个问题：“我和你的妈妈同时掉在水里面，你先救你妈妈还是先救我？”那这个新郎怎么回答呢
？So similarly, when the bride was asking the bridegroom if me and your mom both fell into the water, who are you going to rescue first？”
那新郎就说：“我会救你，一定会救你。
”And the groom will say, "Okay, I will rescue you. I will save you."
他有没有回答新娘的问题
？But did he actually answer the question that
他没有回答新娘的问题。
So he didn't truly answer the question, right?
因为他知道这是一个很难的问题。
Because he knew it's a difficult question to answer.
他没法回答。
He cannot answer that.
那这个地方也是一样，就是说。其实耶稣问彼得的是：“你爱我比爱这个更深吗？”彼得并没有回答说：“我爱你比爱鱼更深。”
So similarly, here when Jesus asked Peter, do you truly love me more than this? Peter did not answer by saying, okay, you know I love you more than the fish.
他只是说我爱你。
He only replied by saying, you know that I love you.
就是他是一个很诚实的一个讲法。
So he was giving a very honest answer.
另外 他也不知道怎么回答。
So he also do not know the true answer to the question.
但是呢，他知道复活的主和他同在。
But he knew that the resurrected God is with him.
所以最后耶稣问了好几，他说：“主啊，你什么都知道。”
So the Lord was asking him the second time, and he said, "Lord, you know everything."
他心里有点忧愁，因为耶稣一直问他。
He was, you know, sad because Jesus was kept on asking him.
那下面这段经文呢，我们不再去详细去解，就是最主要的呢，就是耶稣知道我们第一需要是吃饭的问题，就是供给的问题。
So we are not going to talk more about the conversation between Simon and Peter, but here we need to know that Jesus knows our needs, our basic needs.
所以呢，第一次遇到彼得的时候，就让他在这个下网打鱼上面经历神迹。
So that's why when he first met Peter, he was able to perform the miracles by helping him to catch a large amount of fish.
那最后一次在他复活升天之前给彼得显现，再次让他这个渔夫呢要打到一大网的鱼。
So once again, at the end, before he ascended to the heaven, he once again performed the miracles to this fisherman by helping him catch fish.
因为主知道人的吃饭问题永远是一个最重要的问题。
Because the Lord knows our needs, eating and drinking is a very, is a fundamental need for us.
我见到吃饭问题呢，包括我们的衣食住行基本的需要。
So when I talk about food, I'm also talking our basic life, you know, like our coming and going, our basic needs, housing, yes.
Medical things.
Yeah, everything, like basic needs that we have, we need.
所以你从这些故事里面你知道呢，圣经记载的就是一位非常爱我们的神。
So through these stories, we know that the Bible is telling us, is recording this God who truly loves us.
你知道他记载的完全是真实的故事。
You have to know that it is true stories that had actually happened.
你知道彼得这样讲话，你知道我们也会这样讲。
So how Peter was answering Jesus, you know that we would have said the same thing.
如果彼得的信心需要一个成长过程，我们也是一样。
If Peter needs a different faith in order to grow his faith, it will be the same for us.
那彼得呢，就是主在他的旁边亲自在鼓励他。
So for Peter, Jesus was by his side, and encouraged him. Personally.
今天我们也有主的灵在我们的旁边在鼓励着我。
In the same way, the Spirit of Jesus is next to us and constantly encouraging us.
好，我请 Isaac 呢弹一首歌，我们一起来唱回应主的这个爱，在这方面让主来，继续的来加增我们的信心。
So I will now ask Isaac to play a song for us. We will just worship the Lord altogether to as a way to respond to God's love.
大家一起可以来唱，一起来唱来，敬拜我们的神。
We can all sing together to worship our Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name.
Lord, we worship you, worship you, Lord. 主啊，使得我们敬拜你，敬拜你，主啊，来到你的跟前敬拜你。你是爱我们的神，彼得的神。
Lord, we worship you, Lord. You are the Lord for Peter. You are our Lord.
主啊，使得主，你怎么样来关心彼得，也会关心我们。
The same way that you care about Peter, you will also care for us.
因为你知道我们最深的需要，最基本的需要。
Because you know our needs, our basic needs and wants.
主啊，谢谢你给我们立约，永远不变的约。
Thank you for your covenant, a never changing covenant with us.
让我们成为你的儿女。
To become your children.
主啊，谢谢你！你说儿女是有产业的，有辈分的。
Lord, we thank you. You know that you said that as children we have an inheritance.
主啊，是的，主，你继续让我们的每一个弟兄姐妹来经历你，在这个在这个基本需要方面的供给。
God, and help your help all the brothers and sisters to experience you in this basic provision.
在未来的日子里面，主啊，你帮助我们建立我们的信心，像彼得一样。
In the coming days, build our faith, just as you have built the faith of Peter.
让我们能够学习一步一步的来顺服。
Help us so that we can trust you step by step.
来经历你。
To experience you.
让我们经历这一切之后，我们爱你比爱这些东西更深。
So in our experience, we will love you more than any of these.
主啊，谢谢你，因着你的爱，必然成就这一切。
你问爸爸，你问爸爸 ，please. Because of your love, you will accomplish all this.
在未来的日子里面，无论发生什么事情，我们知道，我们要坚定的来跟随你。
So no matter what happens in the future, we will choose to firmly trust in you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.